You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. The country of Sierra Leone relies on fishing for about 10% of GDP. But here's the problem. It outsources a lot of that fishing to farms, mostly from Asia, who trawl the waters without reporting or regulation. And that unmanaged, large-scale industrial fishing has gotten Sierra Leone in some trouble. It got a yellow card from the European Commission last month, meaning it's close to being listed as, quote, uncooperative in helping to curb illegal fishing. The BBC's Marie Keyworth has been investigating the issue, starting at the coastal village of Tombo.
It's just gone 6 p.m. and the boats here at Tombo have now come in with the day's catch.
The women are now negotiating the price.
Michael Benga is the village secretary general. Tombo is the largest fishing community in Sierra Leone, and this kind of artisanal fishing is critical to the country. It directly or indirectly employs over 200,000 people, but livelihoods are being damaged by the problems caused by illegal fishing.
The industrial fishing, which are using the trawlers, they fish right inshore.
Foreign trawlers are frequently spotted operating illegally in Sierra Leone's inshore exclusion zone.
The kind of damage we change them.
The trawlers damage our fishing nets. When this happens, our families suffer. We can't pay for food. We can't afford school fees.
The government's fishing ministry says it's doing what it can to monitor fishing in its waters. This includes having observers who are stationed on board the foreign boats to make sure they don't stray. But Dr. Sally Sanko, an academic and West Africa fisheries coordinator working with the Sierra Leone government, says the system is entirely open to abuse.
These observers are paid by the industry, not by the government. And so we suspect that there is a lot of underreporting. They are using the captain's radio on board the vessel to report. They are reporting with the captain sitting on top of their heads. What would they say?
Now, these are all issues with licensed boats. Illegal fishing vessels are even harder to track. There's only one patrol boat, which is often without fuel. And when you go down to the maritime monitoring station, there's a further problem.
This is the Joint Operations Center. Here, all the actions take place in terms of monitoring vessels' activity.
Victor Carbo is head of the monitoring unit at the Ministry of Fishing and shows me around the dark and silent facility.
None of these computers seem to be on.
Yeah, they are not on because of power.
While Victor Carbo waits, the World Bank says Sierra Leone has twice as many licensed boats than its fishing grounds can handle sustainably. Until the authorities can get a grip on industrial fishing in its waters, it will be the local people, like those in Tombo, who suffer.
That was the BBC's Marie Keyworth in Tombo, Sierra Leone.